Part 3. Best Disneyland Tips to Make the Most of Your Visit. You will hear 6 tips from first-time visitors. Below, you can read summaries of this information numbered 14 to 20, which are in the wrong order. Indicate the order in which you hear the information by writing a number 1 to 6 next to the number that represents that information. Be careful. There is one extra summary. Put X next to the number that represents extra information. Listen to part 3.
1. Trying to take photos of the fireworks. Turn your flash off and you won't get bright heads across your photo. Leave your flash off, especially on water rides. But really, it's just annoying for everyone else, and your photos will look far better without the flash. Leave the selfie stick at home, seriously. Disneyland has banned the devices, and take advantage of Disney's photographers. These cameramen stationed throughout the park are technically there to sell you on Disney's own photo service. But if you hand them your iPhone, they'll happily take that group shot in front of Sleeping Beauty's castle. 2. So you know what you want to do, but when is just as important. Here are a few helpful timing tips. Arrive early. Lines are shortest in the morning, because, let's face it, who wants to wake up that early? The classic kid-friendly attractions like Peter Pan can become extremely full in the afternoon. Just about everything is less crowded during the Disneyland fireworks. If you're tall or not too concerned about finding the perfect spot, don't waste more than 20 minutes lining up for fireworks. The shops on Main Street stay open for an hour after closing, so save that ice cream and souvenir shopping until after hours. 3. We're not saying you should plan your day to the minute, but keep in mind that there are over 50 attractions between the two parks, and that doesn't even count shows, shops and restaurants. It's a lot to manage, so we suggest adding a bit of structure to your day. Are there any parades or nighttime shows you want to see? Do you have dinner reservations? Which ride reservation should you get first? A little bit of research is always a good idea. Just remember not to get too attached to your plans. Rides break down, lines swell, and Disney doesn't control the weather. So make sure you have a backup itinerary. 4. You're planning for a day at Disneyland, not a week in the desert. So don't bring more than you can comfortably keep in your rucksack. Don't forget sunscreen, and make sure to bring a water bottle. Unless you plan on eating hot dogs and churros, consider keeping a few small snacks in your bag too. An extra phone battery or charger is a good idea as well. You'll also find chargers built into the Main Street lockers. Consider turning off your data to keep your phone running all day. 5. A trip to Disneyland shouldn't be a fashion show. Prefer comfort and style, and don't worry. There will always be someone dressed worse than you. Decide on a pair of shoes that you won't regret 8 hours later. It'll probably be cool in the morning and after dark, but roasting in the afternoon sun. Wear a hat and sunglasses and carry around a sweatshirt. Pack an extra pair of socks if you plan water rides. Nobody likes wearing wet socks. 6. There's a popular trick that's been passed down about navigating Disney parks. Start at the left and work your way right, because everyone does the opposite. It's not bad advice, by any means, but we'd like to offer a better one. Don't follow the crowds. When entering the park, always look for the shortest lines, whether you want to buy some food or pay for parking. If there's a huge crowd waiting for the tram back to the parking garage, walk right past it and toward the less crowded second loading area.